New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. My wonderful co-host, Andrea Donsky, is away today. You know, I'm at the end of a cold, and I have to say, I think I got better quickly for several reasons. One is I did rest, and I drank a lot of great tea, Bigelow tea in particular, with some Manuka honey, and I took my probiotics, and I love BioK Plus, and we're going to be talking about how to choose a probiotic with the wonderful Desiree Nelson. Desiree is a registered dietitian based in Vancouver, British Columbia. She runs a nutrition consulting practice with a focus on inflammation, digestion, and plant-centered diets. Hello, Desiree. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Lisa.
Oh, it's so good to have you back. You know, I really love what you're doing and all the great work you've done. You have a great book, Unjunk Your Diet. And one of the great ways to unjunk your diet, take out the junk and add a good probiotic. But oftentimes people will go to the store and they'll look around and they'll say, okay, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to take. I don't know what to look for. I can't pronounce lactobacillus, blah, blah, blah. So help us out here.
What?
Yeah, I know. What? The bifidus, bifidus, you know.
Because we're reading so much and we're educating ourselves so much about the importance of the gut to overall health.
Yes.
And the role that probiotics play in that. But then you kind of like get to your health food store and you go, there are hundreds here. What do I actually do? Because there's a huge difference between the probiotics that work really well and the ones that probably don't do anything that you're just wasting your money on. So it's like, how do you even know? And I think that's where some of the controversy has been coming, you know, because some people are saying, oh, well, do we even need a probiotic? And one of the reasons is that there's, you know, research that says, oh, well, this probiotic didn't work that well, or someone might try a probiotic that didn't work and say, oh, all probiotics are the same, so they don't work for me. And so it's really important to, you know, do your research and your homework to find the right one and know how to choose one on the shelf.
Yeah, it is really important. And, you know, I have to say, I'm really impressed with BioK Plus because you've got these different options for people. You've got an organic brown rice. You've got a soy mango. These are different flavored ones that you can just drink. And the whole key is the fermentation. Is that correct?
Well, and I love, it's one of the things that I love so much about BioK is that the capsules are there. They're wonderful and they're convenient, but they have the fresh fermented probiotic. So it's really a blending of both worlds. It is a fermented food. Each little bottle of BioK is its own individual ferment, which a lot of people don't know. But they ferment this clinically proven high-potency probiotic. So you know exactly what you're getting, and you know what the outcomes are, that you're going to fight inflammation, you're going to help fight bad bugs, and it's going to help you feel really great.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it's nice for people who are sensitive to dairy, because I think a lot of people think of dairy when they think of probiotics.
They do. They naturally do, because we do. We always think back to that old yogurt, you know, there's bacteria in yogurt. And so it's really great for people to kind of wrap their head around that, you know, human strain probiotics, when done well, they can actually live happily in other mediums. So, you know, for people who are looking for fermented soy, that's the option. The organic option is there. So vegan, non-dairy are there alongside the dairy.
That is nice. You know, my husband's a huge fan of kimchi, which is another great way to get your probiotics. And I have to say, though, when he makes it, he'll mix it with eggs. Oh, my gosh, the house smells so bad. And my daughter, who has sensory issues, is like, Dad, what are you doing? He's like, it's so healthy. And I'm thinking, just go to the fridge and take some BioK, for goodness sakes. But it is nice to have a combination, right?
It is. I love kimchi. There's actually a recipe for kimchi in Unjunk Your Diet, and the book launched in August. Oh. And so I was fermenting for the launch party, and I have this small house. And yes, I say taking your BioK is definitely a more room fragrance friendly way of getting your good bacteria.
Let's talk about kids and germs, because my daughter gets so many colds. And I think part of the problem is when you tell her to wash her hands, it's literally like 1, 2, 3, and she's done. I'm like, no, get in there, sing the happy birthday song, put other words to it, but get the soap, get, you know, rinse under your nails, get your hands out of your eyes, you know, things like that. But there is something new I just realized what I'm excited about. BioKids, K-I-D-Z. Talk to us about this and what makes this special.
BioKids is so much fun because, you know, as I have probiotic kids, and I would always share my, you know, original BioK with them, which they enjoyed because they have good taste buds. But BioKids is made specifically for children because they don't need a whole bottle. A whole bottle of BioK is a minimum 50 billion CFU, or live active bacteria, and they really only need a small portion of that. And so the BioKids is a 12.5 billion dose, but made up into a full container. So it's a kid-appropriate dose, but they get to have their very own BioK, which they really love. And the texture is also much thinner. So it's very light. It's very easy for kids to enjoy. And it's got, you know, kid-friendly flavors. There's the vanilla and the strawberry as well. So they really enjoy taking it.
Now, are these dairy, or can you get these in soy or other flavor, other, you know, what is the word I'm trying to find? Rice, you know, something non-dairy.
Yeah. So at this point, BioKids is dairy. And so potentially look for non-dairy in the future. But as I said, the original BioK, the organic rice, or the fermented soy are both safe and effective for your kids to take. They just don't need to take a full container.
Now, sometimes you'll hear in the news or on TV that probiotics actually aren't really surviving in your gut, and they don't really work. And I mean, you've heard that, I'm sure, right?
I have, you know, and it definitely, because I work with probiotics so much, there's always, you know, a healthy dose of skepticism. And it's important. It's important to question the information you're getting, particularly when it's from the media and not from a health professional. But one of the reasons why this happens is because probiotics are not just one thing. You know, we get the idea that, oh, vitamins are one thing. No, there's different vitamins. There's vitamin C, there's vitamin D, there's vitamin K, there's K1 and K2. Probiotics are the same. So probiotics really describes a class of supplements. And so each probiotic is a different thing. You have Lactobacilli acidophilus, which is a whole species of bacteria. There's like multiple different strains of acidophilus, and they all have different impacts on the body. So you can't take a study from one probiotic and necessarily apply it to the next. And that's where the difficulty comes in the research, because if one works, the media goes, yay, probiotics are wonderful. And then if another doesn't work, no, you're wasting your money. So you really need to look when you choose a probiotic that's specific probiotic as research. Like, that's where BioK stands out, because they do actual human clinical trials with the very same product that you buy on the shelf. It's not a double dose or some other fancy mechanism that's not what's being sold.
Yeah, that is so impressive. I was actually going to bring that up. I'm looking at your website now, and you have the peer-reviewed clinical studies published in scientific journals that shows that BioK Plus is 100% probiotic product with proven benefits and effectiveness on human health. And I think, so, you know, I worry sometimes that if you watch regular television, you might see a probiotic commercial with, I'm not going to name any company, but like more well-known big companies, but they're not refrigerated. They don't have any science behind them. And I can see why they're not working.
And that's the challenge, is that whenever something, we saw this with omega-3s in the past, whenever something becomes really well-known, really trendy, really popular, everyone wants in on the action. The challenge with probiotics is that to manufacture them properly is incredibly challenging. You need to have a really high level of expertise and dedication, because you're handling live microbes and keeping them happy, keeping them healthy, and keeping them alive so that they're active when the human takes them, is quite a challenge. And so that's why you have to stick to the ones like BioK that have that research to support, that have that kind of long history, 20-year history of dedication to research and evolution of the product, so that you know you're actually getting what the research suggests. You know, probiotics have so many abilities, particularly in cold and flu season, to help you potentially fight off those microbes. You need to stick to the big guys.
Yeah, you do. Now, speaking of the big guy, let's go back to how many you should take. If you're sick, should you take extra? If you feel something coming on, like a little scratchy throat, should you, you know, double up on it? Where do you stand on that?
So with BioK, you know, it's an easy question to answer, because they've had research that shows there is what we call a dose response. So some works, some more works better. And so, you know, typically if someone is healthy, really all you need is a quarter bottle. So if you are eating well, exercising, you know, eating your fermented foods and just want to reinforce and protect, that's when you take just about a tablespoon of BioK as your daily dose. But then, yes, say your throat feels scratchy, one of the things I love doing with the fresh is I actually gargle with it. Oh. Good example is I have an immune system that sort of gets everything and fights it quickly, as opposed to really getting sick. And my husband had strep throat, and I was sure that I would get it. And I actually gargled with Bio-K daily for the entire time he had it. And I was blown away that I didn't end up with strep throat. So it is a kind of a nice thing to, you can intensify your dose to the more therapeutic dose when you need to reinforce your immune system and when you just need that extra something.
So when you're saying gargling, you would put it in your throat and go, da, 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 and then actually spit it out?
No, and then swallow it. And that's
Okay.
The funniest look. Yes, I would never spit it out. But what I did is I wanted to give it more time in contact with my throat tissue before I swallowed it.
Oh, okay. I know that's probably a dumb question, but I'm thinking, I can't imagine spitting it out. But I just thought about gargling with salt water or, you know, other things. You know, I want to mention real quick that our sponsor this month is North American Urban Spice, and they have some great remote source natural medicines from the pristine wilderness. They have incredible wild oregano oil and so much more. So you should definitely check them out at NorthAmericanUrbanSpice.com. We are big fans of theirs as well as yours. And it's so nice that there's these great companies like North American Urban Spice and Bio-K Plus that really research and have these great products to help us all be healthier in a natural way.
Well, one of the things that I really love too, with, you know, the idea that we can do so many things, we can eat well, we can choose foods that help keep inflammation down, that keep our immune system calm. We can bring in something like a probiotic that acts at the gut level to interact with our immune system and keep us strong as well. And there's so many things that we can do proactively.
Oh, we'll talk about some of those things.
Well, I think that many people forget that, you know, even moving our bodies, it's so interesting. We talk about all the things that we shouldn't do, but activity is one of those things that really helps to boost our immune system and keep almost this kind of like, I call it like relaxed tone. So at the ready, but not overactive. And, you know, physical fitness is really critical. And I know it's really hard in the winter months. Everyone gets shut indoors. Everyone wants to just curl up under a cozy blanket and not do anything. But the more you move your body, the more that contributes to your immune health as well.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, I have to say, I moved to the East Coast 16 years ago from California, and I just bought some long johns and some good warm clothes. And I have friends that have lived here their whole life, and they don't go out in the winter, and I do. And I'm like, look, if a California girl can do it, darn it, get some long johns and get your rump outside. I couldn't live in a place where I'm inside 8 months out of the year. It's so important to just get out there and move your body.
It is. And it's good for, you know, your physical self, but also good for your mental health as well. And probably keeps you from, you know, diving into those comfort foods a little bit more too.
Speaking of foods, I'd love to jump into your book for a moment, Unjunk Your Diet, How to Shop, Cook, and Eat to Fight Inflammation and Feel Better Forever. Let's talk a little bit about inflammation, because we hear that word a lot. What does that mean to you?
So inflammation is multiple things. So we often talk, when we're talking about inflammation, we're often talking about the negative aspect of inflammation. But inflammation is a really important part of your immune defense. You can think of it as your first line of defense. So when the immune system, when the senses that there's an insult, say you cut yourself in the kitchen, it knows it has to rush to the area to defend against any invaders, to kind of bring healing to the area. It's inflammation that goes to work right away. And, you know, the antibodies and all of this other more complicated aspect of your immune system comes later. However, when inflammation turns on and the infection is cleared, the danger is subsided, it's supposed to turn off. And that's inflammation when it's healthy. Why we talk about being anti-inflammatory so much is that we find, just like with stress, when inflammation doesn't turn off, when the immune system loses that balance between activity and tolerance, that's when it starts to break our body down. Just like stress is good for you in small doses when you need it. If it's constantly there because of deadlines or family stress, it breaks you down. And stress also contributes into inflammation. And so what happens in inflammation is that the immune system is always active, and it doesn't allow your body to operate all of its normal kind of daily functions. in an optimal way. And so we start to see things like the way we handle blood sugars change, the way we tolerate foods we eat has changed, the way our digestive system operates has changed. And so as much as possible, we want to eat the kind of foods and have the kind of activities such as being active, such as bringing those good bacteria in there that keep inflammation at bay as much as possible.
And in order to do that, you want to be active, like you mentioned. And also, there's a lot of great plant-based foods and recipes in your book.
There are, you know, because the heart of an anti-inflammatory diet is plants. The more we eat whole plant foods, the more we keep blood sugar stable, because blood sugar fluctuations incite inflammatory responses. The more we eat healthy, beneficial fats from, you know, hemp seeds, chia, pumpkin seeds, olives, avocados, the more we encourage fats that calm inflammation instead of incite it, which are the more dairy and animal-based fats. But many people are always surprised to hear that inflammation can begin in the gut, and that's because roughly 80% of your immune activity is centered along or within the gut. So if there's digestive health issues, if there's any insult to the integrity of how the gut works from diet or stress or inactivity, that can be the source of inflammation. And when that happens, the bacteria come into the picture and it changes the balance of bacteria, which can further push inflammation.
I see. And that's where taking a probiotic can come into play.
Exactly, because once you've tilted that balance, you can always bring things back with food, but in the gut, it's a little bit harder to right, because when there's inflammation present in the gut, it fosters the growth of bacteria who thrive in that environment. And unfortunately, it's not your healthy guys that keep you well. You know, all those lovely little lactobacilli don't really like it when you turn up the heat in the gut. It's the more disease-causing, the more harmful bacteria. And so when you take a probiotic, what that does is they come in kind of like bodyguards. So they help to fight off those bad bacteria. They actually speak to the immune system in the way that bacteria do, and can help, certain bacteria can help shut off the inflammatory cascade at different points. So it calms things down, fights the bad bugs, so your own natural healthy flora can bounce back strong.
Now, you mentioned dairy, and I'm not a big fan of dairy. I'm not big on the milk does a body good, but I know it's different when it's in probiotic form or when it's fermented. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, it's different in a couple of ways. One, it's always, when it comes to an anti-inflammatory diet, about patterns. So taking a few tablespoons of dairy in the form of a healthy probiotic in no way is going to cause inflammation in the body. It's more about having this dietary pattern that has lots of dairy, lots of meat, particularly in place of other more anti-inflammatory foods. But what you spoke to with dairy in the context of a probiotic that's very different is whenever you ferment a food, you change the nature of it. So all of those little bacteria in a bottle of BioK are fermenting the proteins associated and the sugars associated with the milk, and it changes how your body responds to it. So if someone was worried about consuming dairy in the form of BioK, they wouldn't have to worry whatsoever. It's about having a healthy dietary pattern, and a little bit of dairy in the form of a probiotic will not cause inflammation, but there is always a non-dairy version as well if people are concerned.
Yeah, I think that's great. And that's why I wanted to bring up your book and the wonderful work that you do. And you can work with people as well. Now, can they do that over Skype or do they have to be there? And what kind of work do you do with people?
So I kind of consider myself, you know, a partner in dietary wellness, because particularly the people who come to me are often searching for root causes of, you know, not feeling well, not feeling as energetic as they should, or dealing with certain food intolerances or gut health issues. You know, it takes a lot of trial and error. So, you know, we work together. I learn more about how that person eats, what their goals are, and using everything that I know about food and nutrition and natural health, we kind of evolve a plan together. And I usually follow people for at least a month, if not 3 months, in a coaching aspect so that we can constantly refine and get a diet that is joyful for them to eat, beneficial for whatever their goals were, but also really practical for their life, because all the best advice in the world is useless if it doesn't fit how you live. And I see people in my office in Vancouver, but I also see people via Skype or FaceTime, whatever helps them get the help they need.
Oh, that's fantastic. And tell us about hashtag My Healthy Gut app.
So this is a new project of mine, which I'm so proud. It was a labor of love, but this is an app. So working with two partners, a holistic nutritionist with a tech background and a researcher at the University of Calgary, we've created the very first evidence-based digestive health app. So there's a free portion that's wonderful for everyone. You get an awesome one-day meal plan that Terry Walters, an awesome cookbook author, created for us. But then there's another side, which is paid, and it's a complete self-management tool for celiac disease. So everything you would get from me in terms of education over the course of 3 or 4 sessions, plus a 7-day meal plan, plus this incredible food and symptom journaling app that you can use to interact with your healthcare provider, and it's all for the cost of like a couple cups of coffee.
Oh, that's fantastic. Look at you. You're doing so much great work. Well, you know, Desiree, we always love having you here on Naturally Savvy. Is there anything you wanted to add today?
The only thing I would love for people to know, particularly because it's cold and flu season and, you know, the holidays and all of that overindulgence, remember to put yourself and your wellness first. Enjoy the season, but get out, move your body, eat really good food. Don't forget about those greens and make sure to take care of your gut by taking your BioK.
Oh, I love that. And people can learn more by going to biokplus.com. Desiree, can you give us your website?
My website is DesireeRD.com, like registered dietitian.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can listen to the podcast anytime. You can just go to iTunes or you can go to RadioMD.com. Next time, Andrea will be here and we will continue to have some great fun with our wonderful guests and help you live a healthier, happier life. Thanks for listening and stay well.